episode number 4 of Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Sean Brown. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, how to become an SEO optimizer and start your campaign. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. There are many ways to improve your website's ranking in search engines, increase its visibility, and get more leads for your business or organization. No SEO campaigns are the same, but this step-by-step guide will help you highlight some of the ranking factors needed to find a page on Google's first page, whether it's improving search engine rankings, increasing the visibility of the page, or attracting more leading companies and organizations. An effective SEO campaign that targets the top 1% of your site's page placements can generate compelling page content, attract backlinks, improve the architecture of the site and the underlying code, and generate more organic traffic for yourself, as well as more compelling pages and content. SEO's goal is to place your business higher in Google search results, which ultimately increases search engine traffic to its website. Many people go into the industry wondering how to run an effective SEO campaign, but what do they need to know? SEO covers everything from the way you link to other websites to the structure of your website, according to leading SEO software companies such as Google's Search Engine Optimization Guide. To achieve this, SEO marketers use terms in their own content, and consumers use these words and phrases to search for information online. It is important to understand that one of the things that makes SEO challenging is that the answer to these questions always depends on Google and its most up-to-date algorithm. These days, most companies understand this, but not all companies do, according to Google's Search Engine Optimization Manual. When it comes to developing and implementing a solid SEO strategy for your business, creating content for the keywords your customers are looking for can be tedious and wrong. SEO, also known as site SEO, refers to the optimization strategy that is implemented on a website and that can affect the ranking of search engine results pages. SEO strategy is the process of organizing your website content around a theme, which helps search engines like Google to understand users' intentions in search. By optimizing your web pages for the topic and then the keywords in them, you can expand your expertise in the long-tail keywords related to this topic. Much of Google's algorithm focuses on how the outside world of the web assesses the trustworthiness of your website. You may have the best website looking, but if you don't invest in the work to get noticed, chances are it won't be very well rated. Although Google's algorithm is not human, it is highly dependent on the outside world to determine the value of the information on your website. SEO team can install and monitor Google Webmaster Tools and Google Analytics to help you collect and analyze data about your website traffic, search engine rankings, and other relevant information. SEO team to submit the page to Google, Yahoo, and Bing to optimize it for the keywords you want. This helps search engines to associate your website with the keyword, making your pages more relevant. If you add the right information, your site will become more accessible to potential online customers and more valid on sites such as Yelp, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and other social media sites. Search engine optimization as part of your digital marketing strategy is to bring customers to your company's online platform. SEO is a set of tools and best practices that help your website to rank higher in search engines, bringing more traffic to the site and potentially more businesses to it. While SEO used to involve the simple act of adding keywords to a page that search engines can find, it is now much more complex and involves a much greater amount of thought in 2018. SEO principles can help your website in many ways and ensure the greatest possible load on search engines, according to a new study by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Search engines and SEO will remain for many years to come, and it is one of the best investments you can make in your business and personal skills. If you start now, the good way to take a good SEO course is so that you have all the information in one place, use the right SEO tools and start practicing SEO. We talk about methods and strategies that help your website's content ranking, and you will of course see growth that correlates directly with your overall business goals. We place great value on offering tips and tricks for creating content and following good SEO practices. If you really want more information about how SEO works and where to start, read Moz's Beginner's Guide to SEO. It looks at SEO from the perspective of a business owner, not just an SEO expert, so read it if you want. Episode 4 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sean Brown. Adios.